May you have your seats, please. Good afternoon. It can be good afternoon even in the church. Good afternoon. Praise the Lord. Yes. I'm reminded by the team, the coordinating team for tomorrow's event, that you come in your outfits. If you belong to the red team, even if they lost last year, just come in red. If you belong to the yellow house, come in the yellow outfit. If you belong to the green, do the same. Which is this other, blue? Yes. If you belong to blue, come with blue. That will be a clear distinction. So that we don't have people taking or celebrating other people's victory, depending on how the day progresses. Hallelujah. It's good to own your own victory. Praise the Lord. Just before we start, I got a bit scared when Brother Eva said there will be rules tomorrow. Rules are good, but one rule that should not be there is that we should not be prevented from eating. If there is food, let that rule be cancelled. Praise the Lord. Yeah, it's good to have fun in the house of God, but it's good also to feed on the word of God. Praise the Lord. Yeah. This afternoon, I want us just to converse on the subject of the secret place. Secret place. It's important for us to meditate over this because it's important. It can form a turning point in our lives. Those of us who are familiar with the architecture of the temple as given to Moses, the architectural drawing, it had three parts: the outer court, inner court, and the Holy of Holies. The outer court, you and me would just walk in. Praise the Lord. And also other people would walk in. And then to progress to the next court, you needed to meet certain prerequisites. Then the Holy of Holies was a restricted zone. And it was not just to be walked into at any time. So, the priest was on duty, who was appointed to be there to visit the Holy of Holies, had to undergo certain rituals in preparation. And even then, precautions had to be taken. There'd be a string on his leg, some small bell, to confirm he's alive. Because it was a holy place. It was not a place just to walk in anyhowly. He could easily lose his life because he has walked into the holy presence of the living God. But as we go down, we see God having mercy on us, and he sends his son, Jesus Christ. And on the cross, the third hour, Jesus says, "It is finished. It is finished." And that very instant, The curtain that used to block the Holy of Holies gets torn in the middle. So anybody could peep into the Holy of Holies. Praise the Lord. In a way, God pronounced that it was accessible to all. It was accessible to all. I can see some of you are even afraid of saying all now. It is still accessible, praise the Lord. And so we were given the opportunity of a lifetime to access the very presence of the living God so that we may enjoy his presence. And that is why this afternoon I pray that God will help us to be provoked into this scene where each one of us will gravitate towards this secret place that has been made open to us. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 6, the Bible says, "But when you pray," I want you to underline the word "when." But when you pray, "go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you." Verse 7, "And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words." And verse 8, "Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him." So I emphasize on the word "when," because that means it's different from "if." If gives us an option. We can pray or we may not pray. But Christ said, "When you pray," it means he knows you ought to pray. But when you go to pray, he says, "Go into your room." Now, I want to invite you to reflect over this. Did God just mean a room? Did God mean just a door to be closed? Because Nehemiah is praying in the presence of the king. He has not gone to his room, and God hears him. Peter and Silas, they are also worshiping in a prison, open place, and God hears them. Praise the Lord. So it does imply, if you look at the description of those words, your room, it's creating a privacy, creating an isolation, a position where you are focused to God. You are not concerned with what is around you. You are not concerned with who is around you. But you are focused in talking to your God. That is why God is well able to listen to people even when they are in a crowd. And he can distinguish a voice that is speaking to him. The blind man, there were people making a lot of noise around. And Christ was walking. The blind man was raising up his voice. But Christ was able to pick out that frequency, unique frequency that was touching him, and the others were making noise around. Because this man entered into the secret place where he could commune with God. It is important for a child of God to begin to understand that it is possible for you to engage God in this secret place, no matter where you are, and God will pick out your voice from wherever you are. He will listen to your voice, and he will intervene in your circumstances. You don't have to focus on every time I am going to church to pray. But again, I want to say, it is important to understand that you need also to have an appointed place where you engage God. A physical place where you also engage God. Your private place. There are some homes you go to, and you will understand that people have got private offices in their houses. Some of us, you come to us, you just start engaging you in the sitting room. We'll talk, and all we can tell the children, you go away, we want to talk. But some people have set aside some spaces in their homes. If you are there, they will tell, okay, can we go into my study room and we discuss this affair? Those are images of how you, as a child of God, should engage God in your life. Set a place. Set a situation. Create an environment where you can engage God at a very personal level. God would like to speak to you some secret things, not meant for everybody else, but for you. I invite you this afternoon to begin to reflect over what we are sharing, because maybe the noise that has been around us has shut out the messages that God wants to pass to us. And God knows when it is appropriate to share certain things with us. He's not going just to spill them. And because we have entertained a lot of chaos around us, God has withheld that special message for you. He finds it inappropriate to share with you what is meant for you. Psalms 91, verse 1. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I will trust. Verse 3, surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. 4, he shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. I invite you, my brother and my sister, to understand that this secret place where God is inviting you, he's saying you need to dwell there. Not to visit, but to dwell. Can you look at somebody next to you and say, dwell in the secret place? Dwell in the secret place. It's not just a one-time visitation. It should be a lifestyle in you. Your lifestyle to be in that secret place of God. And as we shall see later, this secret place has got many advantages. I've just alluded to some from verse 2. He has said, when you are in that secret place, then you are confident to say, He is my refuge and my fortress. Hallelujah. The attacks we have had will find it difficult to venture in that place. The struggles we have had in our lives will find it difficult to visit upon you in that secret place. Why? It is a refuge and a fortress for you. God wants you to be in that secret place. In verse 3, he said, surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and the perilous pestilences. This secret place is a place of deliverance. It's a place where you are set free. It's a place where the enemy cannot set traps for you. The snares that the enemy seeks to put in our lives, when we engage God and find ourselves walking into this secret place with God, you will find that this place, those traps have no effect in our lives at all. He says, the pestilence, in some books he says, the noisome pestilences. They will not reach us. Every time in our lives as we walk in this world, the devil is releasing pestilences. They may be physical, health associated, financial associated, emotional associated, whatever form is releasing them. But if you are found not in the secret place of God, you have got to battle them over and over and over. God wishes you to have a dwelling place, that secret place in his presence where there are no pestilences. Verse 4, he shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. Protection from God. Protection. I know most of the NG foresee and down below, and probably people like Jeba, who have been growing up in Muscat all this time, they don't know how a chicken covers its chicks. They only interact with the chicken on the table. But the chicken has got, small as it may be, when there is danger, it will make sound, and the chicks will run and hide under the wings. Praise the Lord. There is warmth under the wings. There is protection under the wings. The secret place of God. The secret place of God. There is protection there. I invite you to long to be in that secret place of God. Interact with Him. There will be protection from every danger. The chicks don't know that there is danger. They are just nibbling on everything that is there. But when the mother makes that sound, they don't ask where is the danger. They just run and hide under. Praise the Lord. I'm inviting you to be obedient and calm in that sphere where you are operating under the secret place of God. You will always find refuge, place to hide. Praise the Lord. What kind of place is this? I have already alluded to the fact it's not necessarily a geographical place. It is a place in the spiritual realm where you find yourself in the presence of God. It's a place of isolation, isolating yourself from distractions. They may be spiritual distractions, physical or emotional. but you have shielded yourself. Today, our mobiles are operating at a different level. Those days we used to have the copper wires running all over the country where we used to call. If the telephone wire was passing under a power line, those of you who are born in my era, you know what used to happen. There was a wire mesh, eh? What was the wire mesh for? To shield the telephone lines from interference, from noise, the electric noise, the magnetic field lines that are created, so that it's shielded, it flows through, and we could communicate very comfortably. Sometimes there's a lot of noise in this world around the children of God that we need God to shield us so that we engage Him in a meaningful way. And so the best place for you to be is to seek to be at the feet of Jesus. That is the secret place that God wants you to be. As we read in this secret place, in Matthew, we read something that is worth mentioning. Verse 6. Pray to your Father who is unseen. In this secret place, sometimes when you begin to go there, sometimes you may find a feeling like God may not be hearing you. You are lifting up your voice and you feel like you are talking to yourself. And sometimes you get discouraged. Some of the noise that the devil brings to you is that you see even God doesn't listen to you. It's not worth it. Just go and join the others and pray. But I can assure you, He is always present, listening to you and wanting to engage you. Praise the Lord. So He may be unseen, but He's always there. He may appear not to be present, but He's every time there. For He said, "Lo, I shall be with you until the close of the age." Those were the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. So don't be discouraged. Continue raising up your voice to God in that secret place until you get a breakthrough. Then you will begin to enjoy the very presence of the Holy Ghost in that place. Praise the Lord. This place also, you may make a mistake and imagine that it's just a question of talking and talking and talking. You need also to hold back and wait and hear what God is speaking to you. It's not a place for babbling. It's a moment for you to talk, a moment for you to listen. Moment for you to speak and a moment for you to wait for Him to speak to you. And that fellowship will continue for a very long time. Praise the Lord. It is a place we are left bare and naked. Our souls and spirits are exposed before Him. We cannot do without Him. Praise the Lord. One mistake you are going to make when you go in this secret place is pretend that you are okay. Release yourself in the presence of God like a young baby in the hands of the mother. Let Him interrogate you. Let the Holy Spirit search you and begin to shine light in every area of your life, that you may be found right in the presence of God. Praise the Lord. And that's why sometimes some of you say, God loved David so much. I wish He loved me like He loved David. He loves you even more. Praise the Lord. David could only see the times you are living in, the season, this dispensation of grace, and wish that he was there. But he never had that opportunity. Praise the Lord. But let us see the secret about David. Psalms 51. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. Verse 3. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. This is a king. But he realizes, for me to engage God in this secret place, I must open myself. I must not give excuses. I must not explain why things happen. But I must tell him, Lord, I have fallen. I have sinned. I have failed you. Here I am. Deal with me. Praise the Lord. And that is why this man, God said, is a man after his own heart. It's not that David was much better than you. Maybe he did things that are worse than what you have done. But he had discovered something about the presence of God, that if he went to God with a contrite spirit and cried to God and opened up his heart to God, God will never forsake him. God will receive him and wash him clean, and receive him as a child for him. Praise the Lord. So you must accept to be bare and naked before God. It's a place of contrition and brokenness. Last week, Pastor was talking about trust as one of the things to show your obedience, your level of obedience. You know, those of you from the Catholic background, don't correct me because I'm on the pulpit now. Praise the Lord. Do you know why there is a huge emphasis on confessing your sins to the priest? Did you interrogate the background to it? It's good you are here now, I can tell you. If you confess your sins to somebody, you have accepted this person to be an authority in your life. So he can now determine your course of action. He can direct you. That's why you are threatened. If you do this, we will excommunicate you from the church. That's why people are just scared. They don't want, if the priest says something, they have to follow. So it's a one way of holding you. They discovered this, but you have not discovered this as a child of God. That I need to humble myself before God so that he takes full control of my life. But those people, because they want to control men, they discovered it. And so, because you know you confessed something to him, he looks in your direction and you look down. Praise the Lord. But we have a Father who understands us. He's not there to accuse us. He wants to help us out of our issues. So, learn the secret of David. He had discovered this, always went to God and told him. And God was merciful. He took him by the hand and said, this is a man after my own
heart.
The secret place is a place where destinies are forged. The destinies of people. Genesis 37, we go forth up to around 40 something there. We see a man, Joseph, a man who gave himself to be in the presence of God. And Joseph, because he tied himself to this walk with God, being in the presence of God, being in the secret place of God, Joseph rose to a very high level. Praise the Lord. We also see a man, Moses, also undergoing transformation. So, the secret place of God is a place of transformation. So we look at quickly a few examples, which include those that I've mentioned. Moses and the burning bush, we see it in Exodus chapter 3. The Bible says, now therefore, verse 9, now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. God had to take Moses out of the crowd and the noise and take him into the wilderness and put him there alone in isolation, that Moses may come to the realization, may have an encounter with God. And that encounter came, if you read very carefully, as he was going around that bush, first of all, he would have passed. I don't want to go into the whole story. He would have just passed. But the Bible says, he looked and said, let me see what manner of thing is happening here. So it's a place where God invites you into discovering certain things about yourself. This man had the desire to save the children of Israel. He tried with his own effort, but it failed disastrously. Fear struck him. He ran away. But after being in this place, an encounter with God, the man now, he has confessed his weaknesses. God has said, yes, I created you. I knew you could not speak well. I know Aaron is there, but I've decided it is you who is going to do it. And God is saying, don't worry. Whatever your fears are as a child of God, it is you he has purpose to work with. And as you abide in this secret place, God will unfold and unveil his plan for you. Moses moved from a fugitive to a liberator. He had the desire to liberate, but he didn't have the capacity. He had not been empowered. He had not had this encounter that would facilitate him to carry out that work successfully. But soon after that encounter, Moses was able to do it effectively. Genesis 41, 40, 42. You shall be over my house, and all my people shall be ruled according to your word. And am I audible? Ruled according to your word. Only in regard to the throne will I be greater than you. Verse 41. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, see, I have set you over all the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh took his signet ring
off his hand and put it on Joseph's hand. And he clothed him in the garments of fine linen and put gold chain around his neck. From the prison to prime minister. This is a young man who had known to remain in the secret place of God. When the storms of sin were swirling around him, he shielded himself from that confusion and said, I abide, I dwell in the secret place of God. I cannot partake of that sin. Praise the Lord. He did not have a bitterness in his heart. He went about his life with forgiveness in his heart. And God saw a vessel to be honored. Abide in that place and God will lift you up. Abide in that place and God will lift you up. Just like he did to Joseph, he's preparing to do the same to other people. Maybe you have lingered so much in certain situations in your life, but this Almighty God would like to turn things round and establish you. How long did it take for Joseph to become the prime minister? Forget about the years he had passed. From the time he came to interpret, a matter of hours, praise the Lord. If it is in the politics of today, it will take days for him to be declared. Some people in the courtyard will be, no, we need so and so, not this one. They will be trying to play around. But with God, once his oil is upon you, it's finished. Praise the Lord. A matter of hours, a prisoner becomes the prime minister. And God was reminding us that with the president of Senegal. Some of you, you have TVs, but you don't listen to what you should be listening to. You remember that young man had been in prison for some time, plus he's the prime minister. On being released, then they became prime minister and president. So God was reminding the church, I'm still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. If you can do it to the children, our cousins, why can't it do it to the very family of God? Praise the Lord. David as a shepherd. Samuel, 1 Samuel 16, 12, 13. You read on your own. A man who was abiding in the secret place of God learned what worship can do. He wrote psalms in praise of God. Sometimes it's good to be in the wilderness. Praise the Lord. You can see Moses was in the wilderness. Something happened. This man is also with animals in the wilderness, and God reveals certain things to him. David learned intimacy with God, and he rose to be a king. Praise the Lord. Because he had learned the secret of being in the presence of God. And one thing we learn from David is worship. Worship and praise to God. Sometimes in that place, you need to really engage yourself with praise to the Almighty. Daniel devoted himself during his times in the secret place. 3 times a day, he would be in prayer with God. And mighty wisdom was bestowed upon him. Protection was bestowed upon him. What are the benefits of being in the secret place? Faith in God will blossom. Number 2, destinies are forged, as we have seen. Men who were in the presence of God rose to great heights because they learned to interact with the Almighty God. In the secret place of God, the impossible becomes possible. Things which have stuck for years are released because you have been in the presence of God. Lives are transformed for those who have been in the secret place of God. Men find their personal identities with God if they abide and dwell in the secret place. And we receive anointing to accomplish God's purpose in our lives. Why do I say so? In the book of Acts, men decided to wait upon God in the upper room. They were in the secret place with God. And even the cowards among them became so bold because God anointed them for the purpose for which he wanted them to work in that place. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I would like you to take time in the book of Psalms 91. Read through and see what God has done to those that dwell in the secret place. I will not leave before I make mention of a few things here. The secret place is a battlefield. It's not just a place of enjoyment. It's a battlefield. You will be hit with a lot of worries. But you need to know that there is the Lion of Judah besides you. Ambitions will want to take over instead of faith in God. You need to surrender to God. You need to set aside any previous experience. Don't bring your experience in the presence of God. Allow for new manna in your life. Don't allow for programs to hinder you. That we don't do things like this in my church. Allow God to teach you what to do at any given moment. Don't just make it an appearance because it's a time to be in the presence of God. So you want to walk there. No. Let it be an appointment with God. Something that you have really purposed to do with God in that place. Be a wise builder. Dig deep. And lay your foundation down on the rock. For that is where God will see you rise from that place. Praise the Lord. I want you to meditate over this. Time has not been very fair to us, but we thank God for what we have shared. May God bless you.
Church, the secret place of God Almighty. God is inviting you to his secret place. And that invitation is still open. But what are the noises around you? What are those things that is not allowing you to enter into that secret place? God is ready to deliver you. He's ready to heal you. God's secret place is a place of transformation. He's ready to transform your life. All you have to do is to remember what James 4 verse 8 says. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Church, don't forget that Psalm 91. He who dwell in the secret place of Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Interact with God and he will deliver you and heal your land. Let us be on our feet. Very quickly, I want you to pray for yourself that Lord, create in me a deep desire to dwell in your presence. Ask God that he should create in you that desire for you to dwell continually in his presence. Continue to talk to God. Lord, empower me to your Holy Spirit. Endow me with your Holy Spirit so that I will have that desire to dwell always in your presence. And don't forget to add that, Lord, remove every distraction that competes with my intimacy with you. What are those things that is preventing you from entering to the secret place of God Almighty. Commit then to God that God should remove every distraction in your life. That you want to come closer to Him. You want to enter that secret place. That you want to pursue your relationship with Him. Tell God to teach you to shut the door of noise and busyness. Whatever be the noise and busyness around you that have not allowed you to enter that secret place, ask God to shut that door in the mighty name of Jesus. Tell God to prioritize that you have time to pray to God so that you determine and you decide and you leave yourself for God so that you can enter that secret place of God Almighty. Talk to God that God should give you the consistencies in prayer, in meeting Him, in discussing and pray with Him and enter His secret place. Talk to God, and so shall it be. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you and bless your holy name for your wonderful message that you have received this day. Thank you, Lord, that once again you have let us know that in your presence there is fullness of joy. Father, we pray that every distraction in our life that is not allowing us to enter into that secret place of yours, Lord, you will remove them in our life in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray all the message we have heard, especially this message of today, Lord, it shall be firmly rooted in our heart in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for your servant that you have used for us, more anointing in Jesus' name. The depth of knowledge you have granted unto him shall never dry up in Jesus' name. Bless him, bless the work of his hand, bless his family, and bless his ministry in the mighty name of Jesus. As many of us that have listened to him today, the Lord will plant his spirit in us in Jesus' name. Shall continue to bless us in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we bless your holy name, we glorify you, Lord. As we live here, let your presence go ahead of us in Jesus' name. All our weekly program, everything is in your hand, most especially tomorrow, they'll be having the outing. Let your presence lead us in Jesus' name. And tomorrow shall be injury-free in the mighty name of Jesus. We cover every activities, everything that we are going to do with the blood of Jesus. And that blood will shield us from all evils in Jesus' name. As people travel from here to Balka, Lord, you will drive with each and every vehicle in Jesus' name. Thank you, everlasting Father. We bless your holy name. For in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Shall we share the grace together in fellowship? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you and do have a wonderful week ahead.